Hey y'all, we are back again with episode 4 of Lean and Slim. And so as we get started, I have a question for you, Justin, in honor of our workout this week.
Hit me.
If you could double date with any couple, who would it be?
Kanye West, Amber Rose. Yeah, the old Kanye. I don't know, I feel like they would just have a lot of interesting things to say, and it'd be wild. So that's who my pick is.
Wow. Okay. Well, my choice is a lot more tame. I would love to get dinner with Oprah and Stedman.
What?
Yeah.
Stedman's lame, though. At least, like, have both of them be dynamic.
See, if Oprah ever listens to this, you're in big trouble.
My bad. Just kidding. Just kidding, Oprah.
I think it would just be a great conversation. I feel like I could learn a lot from Oprah. She's just a strong Black woman I really respect. And I think it's dope how they live their lives and their relationship. So.
Okay.
But anyways, if you haven't guessed from the title, we did a workout with Mr. and Mrs. Muscle.
Hey, I'm Justin.
And I'm Dorothy, and we're a millennial couple living in Atlanta that loves to sweat.
Every week, we're coming at you with reviews of gyms and workouts we try together.
Welcome to Lean
and Slim.
We did a workout from Mr. and Mrs. Muscle. They are a super popular fitness couple. They've got tons of followers on Instagram.
1.2 million, to be exact. Yeah. And they only follow 572.
Well, that ratio's bananas.
It is. You know how, like, some people, they're so famous, they only have to follow one person?
Yeah. That's getting impressive. To that level, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, so they call themselves the king and queen of high-intensity interval training. Their real names are Mike and Viv. I believe they are British. They sound British, yeah. And based off of the tags in a lot of their Insta videos, I think they live in Dubai.
Mm-hmm. So they're rich.
Yeah. So, Justin, what did we do?
Yeah, so we did the intense abs workout at home. It was an 11-minute sweat session, strictly abs. And we did it through YouTube, so we had it on the big screen. Mm-hmm. And but they can be found a lot of places, though. They are on IG, YouTube, like we just mentioned, and that's where, you know, they probably have the majority of their content, and that's where I think a lot of people probably do a lot of the workouts from.
Yeah, when we were looking, some of their videos had hundreds of thousands of views. So definitely a lot of people getting their content on YouTube.
And they can be found in the Gymshark app as well.
So if you're not familiar, Gymshark is a fitness apparel brand.
It's a new Instagram baddie brand.
I don't think it's new. I think Justin's a little late.
It's new to me.
It's new to him. Yeah, it's been around for a minute. But yeah, definitely you'll see it in your Instagram ads if you follow any fitness things. But yeah, they have an app that has fitness videos and different workouts, and so they are featured on there.
Yeah, Gymshark is just your typical fitness app where they have different programs, and you know, they can cycle through different workouts, but that's just how they're integrated into Gymshark.
Yeah, but we're not here to talk about Gymshark. We're here to talk about Mr. and Mrs. Muscle. And just to talk a little bit more about kind of how they operate, their workouts really highlight, you know, mostly body weight, very little equipment. They do their workouts. A lot of times it'll be in, it looks like a room in a building, but sometimes they do workouts outside as well. So definitely trying to highlight things that you can do on your own. But we actually did this workout in my living room.
Right. And all we needed was a water bottle, a towel, and a mat. So minimal equipment, like Dorothy mentioned. Mm-hmm. Some of the workouts do have dumbbells, but the one we chose was just straight up body weight.
Yeah. So we just had to turn on YouTube and get to work. And just in terms of what you can expect, you'll get some British accents. But actually, you might not get British accents, because what we found in the YouTube videos, they actually didn't speak at all.
No, they're like stone cold. They're like no emotions. I'm just here to work out. That's it.
Yeah.
So didn't crack a smile. I don't think once.
Yeah, it was definitely like a bare bones, hey, here's your workout video. So there was no speaking. There was music in the background. But really, all that you got was the the exercise movements to watch and a timer through mm-hmm. YouTube.
Yeah, you got some beeps, so that was nice. So you had mm-hmm. a 15-second beep to let you know, like, you know, this is halfway through the exercise. Mm-hmm. And then you had, like, a, you know, as it got closer to the end of that workout, so like 5 seconds, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 sort of thing.
Yeah. So yeah, literally you get the workout and a timer, which is still good. Like it was still a good sweat, but definitely was not anticipating that we wouldn't hear their voices at all. But that's specific to YouTube. I think, in Gymshark and maybe some of their other platforms, they might speak some more, right, Isin?
Right. Yeah. 'Cause on the Gymshark app, it was kind of too much talking, I felt like, and too much setup.
Yeah, so we did play around with the Gymshark app and kind of see what it looks like on there. And so it does have a little bit more click-through functionality on the Gymshark app. And they did talk you through each of the exercises before you do them. But we kind of sped through that because it felt like they were talking a lot. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so that's what you get in the workout.
Well, I guess there's some other things you could say you get.
Oh, yeah. What else, Justin?
I'd say you get some motivation. Just couple goal motivation, right?
Oh, yeah.
Seeing how hard they go together. And they're definitely, like, synchronized.
Yeah, that's their thing. We watched one of their kind of interview videos on YouTube. And they talked about how the synchronized movements is kind of supposed to be a metaphor to their relationship and how they're very in sync. So that
And then sometimes kind of cool. He's not in some of the videos. What is that saying?
Okay, we're getting a little too deep in their relationship, but there are some videos where it's just one of them working out. So maybe the other person's sick or traveling or something. But something else that I do appreciate is that they always look really clean. Their outfits always look fresh. I do think they are sponsored by Gymshark.
They're definitely sponsored by Gymshark.
So, but they always look great in their videos, which is nice. So that's what you get. You get motivation, accents, and a timer.
And we're back. So the specifics of the workout was an 11-minute ab workout, 4 rounds of 4 different exercises, mm-hmm. and there was 30 seconds on, 10 seconds off.
Yeah.
So the specific ab exercises that we did were...
Oh, yeah. So just an FYI, we made up these names because we don't exactly know what they're called, but we did something like plank taps. So you would be in a plank and then tap your shoulders. We did a move where you would do a burpee, but then stand up and do kicks. We did a movement where you were in a mountain climber position and you would touch your toes. And then...
Well, you'd like touch each toe and then you'd like get into like a down dog and then touch those toes.
Yeah, yeah. And then we also did a move where you were sitting up and you would reach out and touch each toe.
Alternating toes.
Thank you, Justin. Yep. But yeah, so these were all kind of, I guess, combo movements where you were getting the most out of core work, which was great. And it was only 11 minutes, but you definitely were feeling it by the second round, I would say.
Right. Yeah. And it was like easy to follow. I would say at first it took some getting used to where they weren't talking, but mm-hmm. at least because the workout did cycle through the same exercises.
Yeah.
Once you did the second time, you knew what was coming and you knew like, okay, this is how, you know, I need to go about it.
I would totally agree with that. And something that was helpful too, was that you'll be 30 seconds of work and a 10 second break. And during the 10 second break, they would kind of preview the next exercise so you could kind of have time to get yourself in the right position. So that was good. Definitely wish there was a little bit of a verbal cue or at least maybe some acknowledgement of what ideal form would look like making sure your core is tight or making sure your body is straight or whatever the case might be. So you kind of had to, I think to some degree, kind of know what a plank should feel like. Wouldn't you say, Justin?
I agree. No, for sure. Yeah, there was no, like you mentioned, verbal cues, no encouragement or no like, you know, engage your abs here or make sure your arms are straight there. So you were just like seeing is what you, I guess, monkey see, monkey do.
Yeah, for sure. So that was the workout. I mean, pretty basic. It was only 11 minutes, so not a whole lot to talk about. But to my point, I do think it was a pretty good sweat for the short amount of time.
And easy to find.
Yeah. So the way
there are a lot of, I'm sorry, I kind of cut you off. You got it.
Yeah, the way that they do their workouts, they're all titled super clearly and they're all numbered too. So I feel like if you decided I just want to do one through whatever, you would be able to do that really easily
And they
with
have
all yeah.
800. So if you did 1 through 800,
Yeah, I think that'd be pretty dope and
the ultimate
probably
challenge.
pretty feasible during our current times, which is still during coronavirus, in case you haven't picked up on that. But yeah, so let's talk about our metrics, our numbers. So how many calories did you burn, Justin, and what was your max heart rate?
Yeah, so for me, only 25 calories and 102 beats per minute, which I don't know if that's like a bad thing for me. It's still like I feel like I'd had a great ab workout, but I guess with 11 minutes, it's hard for me to really get going.
Yeah, so for me, I only burned 75 calories and my max heart rate was 126. But I would agree with Justin. I think even though it's a low number, we still feel like we got a great workout in. And we will be right back with what you all have been waiting for, our peaches and pits and our rating. So we are back with our peaches and pits. I'll go first with my peach. So what?
Well, so before I guess you go into it, if this is someone's first time listening, what's a peach in a pit?
Oh my goodness,
That's weird.
yes, for our first time listeners. So peaches are things that we really liked about the workout. Pits are things that were not so great.
Why peaches and pits, huh?
Well, because we're in the peach state, we're in Georgia.
Oh, that's good. Y'all are clever.
My goodness. Okay, so my peach, so something I really liked about the workout is that I think it's good to do anywhere. If you listen to any of the podcast previously, I'm always super conscious of the fact that I live on the third floor in my apartment complex, and so I'm mindful of jumping and stomping and things. And this workout did not require jumping around, making lots of noise, and so super considerate of the neighbors below me. And also, if you're looking through their workouts on YouTube, one of them or a couple of them are specifically named workouts without jumping. And so I think those are great for people like myself who live on an upper level, and also probably for people who have knee injuries or whatever. So I really like that this workout could definitely be done anywhere.
Yeah, true that. That makes sense. So mine is that since it's on YouTube, you can just really show it on your big screen, on your TV, right? The majority of us have smart TVs, or you have like some kind of smart device, Roku, Apple TV, whatever it is. Since they have all of their workouts on YouTube, it's just really accessible everywhere, and you aren't trying to look on a tiny screen to see what exercise someone's doing.
Yeah, I really did like that because I prefer to be able to see the exercises bigger rather than trying to squint on a little phone. But now we'll get into our pits. So, again, things that we didn't love. So, for me, I didn't like that there was no talking or coaching in the YouTube video. So, again, I've shared previously, coaches really motivate me. I love going to in-person classes because of the energy that you get from the people around you and your coach. And so watching a silent video with just some beeps and music that I didn't necessarily love just wasn't as motivating for me. So that was definitely my pit for this workout.
And I'm going to echo the same exact pit. Except for me, I would just say there was no really coaching involved because there was no talking. So it's like, I mentioned this earlier as well, but as far as, your form and really like how much longer you had in the workout, you really had no idea because it was just, no frills whatsoever. It was just a workout, a little bit of music in the background, and that's it. It was all just like seeing is how you really understood what you were supposed to be doing.
Yeah, and so to that point, Justin, for example, like I've done a bunch of planks, and so I kind of know like where my arm should be, where my feet should be. But for someone who's maybe newer to working out, it's really helpful for a coach to tell you, feet hip width apart or whatever the case is. So the fact that there's no coaching really kind of prevents that.
That's true. So, what I guess with that, you would say this is an intermediate type workout?
I would say
Because they,
intermediate,
yeah, that
yeah.
would even be a pit. It's like they really didn't like give you an idea of the intensity of this before we started.
That is true, but I will say that they did provide modifications.
True,
So
yeah.
if you look at the top left of your screen, they show kind of modified movements that you can do if the ones they're doing are too difficult. And so something else that we should probably share, and I think we've mentioned it previous, is that a lot of our pits are kind of dealt with if you use the Gymshark app. But the Gymshark app doesn't have all of their workouts in it.
Yeah.
So we are kind of scrolling through. There are only a couple in there, but they do coach and they do kind of talk you through the workouts and give you good form coaching in the Gymshark app. So just something to keep in mind.
So those are our peaches and pits. But before we go into our rating, we actually have a special celebrity guest with us. More of a household celebrity guest.
Yes, we do. So our special guest was my sister from another mister, my first cousin, Anna. She and I grew up together. And she did this workout at my request / demand. And I'm so excited that she worked out with us. So I would love to hear your peach and your pit, Anna. Go ahead.
Thank you. With the app, my peach was working out with you guys.
Yay!
Working out with friends.
Yeah, family. It was nice to have both of you side by side, encouraging, and even looking at the app, it's enough to like work out with other people. I also like that there's a little bit of a preview during the rest time to see what the next move is, like how to do it.
Yeah.
Pit wise, I don't really feel like there was a pit. It's just something you would have to keep doing. Maybe other exercises might be a little more difficult, but
so it's all perfect. Wow, no
so
pits.
It was perfect. Okay, cool. Well, I am so glad she worked out with us. It was so fun, and hopefully we can have her be another special guest again, right, Anna?
Yay.
All right, so you've heard about the workout, you've heard the peaches and pits, overall rating, Dorothy, ladies first.
So for this 11-minute ab workout, I'm going to give it a 7. Mm-hmm. And I gave it a 7 because, I mean, it was a good like core workout. I did feel like, you know, like a couple of days later, I was really feeling it in my abs. But honestly, I really do appreciate a coach's presence, especially if, you know, they are two people who kind of have like a social media presence. I feel like I kind of want to see their personality and kind of see like how they interact as a couple during a workout. And for me too, just is really motivating to have the coaches talk to you. And didn't love the music in the video. So, but yeah, I mean, it wasn't bad, but just like isn't exactly what I would want in a workout.
Cool. 7. Still yeah. Passing. Still really good score.
Still passing, yeah. Well, still good.
Yeah, so I'll do you one better. I'm going to say an 8.
Oh.
And the same reason you said, you know, we mentioned it in the pit, just the fact that there wasn't any talking whatsoever, that is always helpful to me just with form and just, you know, understanding what's coming next in the workout without having to always look up at the screen.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the things you, I guess, maybe said were cons, I kind of like that they seem more real to me than some like fake Instagram couples, you know, just all the like laughing and giggling and it just seems like so fake. So they seem like more real to me, which I appreciate it.
So negative, Justin. Oh my goodness.
I don't know. It's just, it seems fake out there, you know?
Oh gosh. Okay. Let's not get him on his soapbox.
Right.
But a 7.5, that's a decent score for just a quick 11-minute workout. And yeah. They have tons of others too. So Mr. and Mrs. Muscle, just look them up on YouTube. Super easy to find. So we've come to the end of our episode. We talked all about the workout, and now it's my favorite time, which is a tasty recommendation. And so we like to tell y'all about a place to eat nearby where we worked out. And if you haven't picked up on it yet, I live in East Atlanta, and so I live really close to Memorial Drive, and it's been developing a ton these past couple of years. And I think sometime last year, they opened a Grindhouse Killer Burgers right on Memorial, literally less than a mile from my place, and I would highly recommend it. They've got several locations around Atlanta, and they also have a location in Athens, Georgia, where yeah. I went to grad school. Go Dogs.
The other dogs.
Nobody cares about Mississippi Steak.
Shots fired.
But yeah, it's just a burger spot. I really love the Memorial location. It has tons of outdoor seating. So once outside opens back up, it'll be a great place to grab drinks.
My favorite, though, is the one on Piedmont. So I used to live in Buckhead, and that location there, I really like. They just, like she mentioned, really great burgers, fries that cross your eyes, shakes that make you quake.
Okay.
Burgers. I just got burgers.
Okay, yes.
She doesn't know where that's from.
I don't, but Grindhouse Killer Burgers, check it out. Locations all around Atlanta. And that's all she wrote. So we hope y'all enjoyed this episode. Please subscribe, tell your friends, and
tell your enemies.
Tell your enemies.
Tell everybody.
Everybody needs to work out. Why right. not? Mm-hmm. And we'll link in the description information about Grindhouse Killer Burgers and about Mr. and Mrs. Muscle. And thank you for listening.
Peace.
Bye.